Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. Continue our numbers game as we order up. We are ordering up the best athletes to ever wear the number 15. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, soccer, you name it, you wear a number, you're up for contention. From 5 to 1, what are your greatest 15s, D?
All right, so I'm going to start off with Bart Starr. Green Bay Packer, two-time Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, five-time NFL champion, because, you know, that was before they had Super Bowls. I mean, talk about legendary. Legendary. Okay. Number 4, I'm going with Tim Tebow. Okay, listen. I know his pro career didn't really amount to much, but this guy might have been the best college football quarterback of all time. I mean, the grit, the heart. He's got a Heisman Trophy, two-time national champion. Just everything you want in a college quarterback. He could run. He could throw. He was a leader. Pretty sure he has a statue in Gainesville for him. And with a speech that he gave after a terrible loss they had, and then they went on to win the national championship. At number 3, this is going to surprise you. I have Vince Carter. Who is not on the 75th anniversary team.
Don't take a drink.
How is this possible? He is a Hall of Famer. Probably the best dunker of our generation.
Yeah.
The only two-time All-NBA, eight-time All-Star, though. Made the All-Rookie team, and he was Rookie of the Year. But really, what a high flyer. And he was quite the journeyman towards the end of his career. But, I mean, I think everybody remembers his time with the Raptors and the Nets. But he played for a number of teams. He also played for the Orlando Magic, the Phoenix Suns, the Dallas Mavericks, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Sacramento Kings, and Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks jersey is hot. I would totally buy that jersey. I have his Raptors jersey, but one day I'd like to own all of his jerseys. He was definitely just a great player. Number 2, I'm going with the Joker. Another guy who's not on the 75th anniversary team, huh?
Don't take it.
This guy does it all. He's a walking triple-double. He has an NBA championship and 3 MVPs. He should get the MVP for this year, too. He could shoot threes. He's a great passer. And based on all the injuries to the Timberwolves, he should be moving on to the next round. And last but not least, the number 1 guy, I'm going with Patrick Mahomes. 3-time Super Bowl champion, 3-time Super Bowl MVP, only two All Pros, 6 times he's, you know, been in the Pro Bowl, but he is ascending quarterback play. And yeah, he's my guy. What do you got, Z?
Elevate your coffee routine with Strong Coffee Company's Black instant blend, and lattes. Both feature organic coffee, protein, MCTs, and adaptogens for sustained energy and mental clarity. You can use our discount, DANDZ, and you can use that code at strongcoffeecompany.com.
I mean, Mahomes is hard to argue. Mahomes is very hard to argue. I'm going to try. So, honorable mention.
Is it Thurman Munson?
Honorable
right?
mention to Thurman Munson. 100% honorable mention to Thurman Munson. So, rookie of the
just
year.
Realize that.
Seven-time All-Star MVP, World Series ring, two-time World Series ring. So, three-time Gold Glove, taken way too early, way too young. So, honorable mention for Thurman Munson, Hall of Fame player all the way. Number five, I got Beltran. That's right, Carlos Beltran, 279 career hitter, Hall of Fame this year, Rookie of the Year, World Series champion, 435 career home runs, three-time Gold Glover, nine-time All-Star, two-time Silver Slugger. It's there, right? There's plenty there to warrant his inclusion on this list and plenty to enshrine him into Cooperstown. Number four. Now, he didn't wear 15 his entire career. He only wore 15 for part of his career. The beginning of his career in Denver, that would be Carmelo Anthony. 22.5 points, 6.2 rebounds, 2.7 assists, six-time All-NBA, 10-time All-Star, a Hall of Famer, 75th anniversary, take a drink.
He also won the national championship.
At Syracuse? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Scoring champ in 2012 and all-rookie team in 2003-2004. So, yeah, Carmelo Anthony deserves to be on this list. Number three. This might be a little sneaky for you, but Dustin Pedroia, 299 career hitter, MVP, Rookie of the Year, 140 career homers, has two rings, four-time Gold Glover, was a Silver Slugger. There's plenty there for the laser show.
Hall of Famer?
140 homers, career 299 average. He might be one of those guys who makes it on the committee. I think one day he could be one of those guys that gets voted in. Kind of like, I think he could be in that Don Mattingly, Keith Hernandez, cuspy kind of area. That's going to take him a while. But I think eventually Dustin Pedroia gets in. And he's definitely warranted that consideration. Yeah, number two, I'm going to go with Bart Starr. Like you already said it, Hall of Famer, four-time Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl champ. What more can I say? You've already listed his cred. 152 touchdowns, 24,718 yards. Pretty good. Pretty good. And at this point, I don't think you can dispute it. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes. Six-time Pro Bowler, three-time Super Bowl champ. Three-time Super Bowl MVP. Not just champ, but MVP. Two-time All-Pro. 267 tutties. 35,939 yards. Two-time AP MVP. What are we talking about here? Yeah. Yeah, it's Mahomes. And not only is it Mahomes, he probably still has about 5 years, 5 to 6 good years left in him. Maybe. So that can only go up. But yeah, it's tough. It's definitely tough. And Yeah, I can't put any above him right now. Those are our best 15s. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutdnz and let us know who your greatest 15 of all time is. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 16s of all time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.